Hyundai Ioniq gives buyers a choice between a fully electric, a plug-in hybrid electric, and a hybrid version. Since the initial launch in 2016, there have been over 60,000 Ioniqs sold. The latest version features advanced connectivity services, smart sense active safety and driving assistance systems, and state-of-the-art infotainment features. The fully electric version, which I drove, now has an upgraded battery, meaning that drivers can go for a total of just under 300 kilometres on one charge. If you're using a 100 kilowatt fast charge, it will reach 80% of the charge in 54 minutes. Inside, it's packed with comfort, safety and luxury features. However, some, such as air-conditioned seats, are sure to decrease the efficiency and range. Around town, it was smooth and obviously quiet to drive, comfortable, and we lasted all week on the one charge. Ioniq almost makes me like electric cars. Almost. At around $53,000 plus the usual costs for the premium version, it's expensive, yet cheap for an electric car. I'm Rob Fraser.
Before you buy your next new car, make sure you do your research first. And the best place to head is carreviewcentral.com.au. Visit Car Review Central today for a review of the 2020 Volkswagen Passat. You can also see what the guys think of the Kia Seltos, the Renault Megane RS Trophy, the Hyundai Veloster Turbo, and the Audi Q3 Sportback. Those reviews and hundreds more, carreviewcentral.com.au. The best place to head before you head into your dealership.